Can you kind of backtrack a little bit and talk about the pathogenesis and clinical presentation and management of Merkel cell?
It tends to be a disease of older patients. It is increasing in frequency, and there is good data now that it's likely by and large virus-driven. There's a Merkel cell polyoma virus that's been identified, and that's probably pathogenic in most of the cases. And there is a unfortunate very high propensity to develop metastatic disease. Traditionally, it tends to be a very chemo-sensitive tumor as well as a very radiosensitive tumor. And it's very analogous to small cell lung cancer in the sense that you get these initial good responses to therapy, but they invariably relapse in the metastatic setting and die from their disease historically in short order.
Where do you see these on the body and how do patients present?
They're often in chronically sun-exposed areas, so head and neck. We've seen number on the arms. This guy happened to be on the buttock, but they can present anywhere. So you just have to be, you know, these growing flesh-colored nodules have to be taken seriously.